Chinese Foreign Ministry spokesperson Liu Kang says the forced recruitment of comfort women was a serious crime. Japan and South Korea calling the agreement an historic consensus. Following the meeting between the country's two foreign ministers in Seoul on Monday, Japan issued a formal statement from Prime Minister Shinzo Abe. In it, he is quoted as saying the Japanese government strongly feels responsibility for the comfort women issue. A pledge of nearly $8 million to create a foundation to help provide support for the victims, euphemistically called comfort women, was part of Monday's deal. Abe's statement also includes an apology. Japanese Foreign Minister Fumio Kishida told a press conference in Seoul that Prime Minister Shinzo Abe expressed apology and remorse from the heart for all the people suffering wounds and pains. The statement, however, doesn't clearly stipulate a legal responsibility which the few surviving comfort women and their families have been demanding. Survivors of wartime sex slavery in South Korea expressed disappointment over the deal. Yoo Hee Nam is a Korean woman forced into Japanese military Brussels during the World War II. The survivor said she accepts her government's decision, but would not be satisfied until Japan takes full legal responsibility for its wartime actions. Historians say tens of thousands of women from around Asia, many of them Korean, were sent to frontline military brothels to provide sex to Japanese soldiers. It's an issue which has held back ties between Japan and South Korea for years, and is also a sticking point in Sino-Japanese ties. As Chinese women too were also forced to work in Brussels. History professor Feng Wei with Fudan University says the United States play an important role in facilitating the agreement. He believes Japan's compromise comes from its own military purposes. For CRI, I'm Guiyan.